Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross. Today I'm talking with Logan Tubman-Wallace. Kia ora, Logan. I would really love to talk to you about how you grew up here in the Wairarapa, where you went to school, and how you became interested in film.
Awesome. Yeah. So I lived in Masterton for a majority of my life. I actually moved there, I believe, when I was around like 2 or 3, around about then. Lived in Masterton for most of my life. I went to school both at St. Patrick's School and Chanel College.
I have to just say, I went to St. Patrick's as well.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day. Lovely school.
Yeah. The way I got into kind of like film and all is that while like doing high school and everything, my dad was also a media studies still is the media studies teacher at Wairarapa College.
Yeah. I have a lot to do with him these days.
Yeah. He helps out with all of the film festivals a lot of the time.
He's great, and I really love bringing in people to do filmmaking workshops at Wairarapa College as well. And there's always students from Chanel College and, indeed students from across the Wairarapa, but he's just so great at helping out with it. And, of course, he dresses up in a special Star Wars waistcoat when he does introductions for film events for me, and, I wouldn't expect anything less now.
No, I think like majority of the formal events I see him at, he's wearing that. It's kind of like, it's quite iconic for him at the moment.
Brilliant. So, I mean, you were under the influence of somebody really interested in film from the get-go, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And I kind of, when I was younger, he sort of, like, I picked up a camera and I'd like muck around with it quite a bit. But then he'd come along and like edit a lot of it. And so that really got me interested in like, oh, I can tell a story with all of this and I can like edit things that way. And so it just kind of barrel rolled from there.
Brilliant. But you're indeed across a lot of different aspects of the screen industry, aren't you? I mean, I know that while you were at Chanel College, you were involved a lot with amateur theatre and acting as well.
Mm. Yeah, so I did do a lot of like, in front of the camera acting and stuff. I like theatre sports through school as well. I was part of the Masterton Theatre Company for quite a bit, doing a lot of like plays and theatre through that there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was like the acting side, but then through that I decided to like continue with the kind of behind the scenes editing and filming and directing and that sort of side of it as well.
Well, I first became aware of you and making films because of the entry that was a winning entry into the Fair Go at Awards. Tell us about that. That was great.
Yeah, so it was interesting with that. We had just done a theatre sports competition. Theatre sports competition through that. So I had a bunch of actors who were hanging out with me at the time. But then I had also entered another competition at the same time called, it was the Outlook for Sunday Shorts contest at the time, now called Day One, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, but through that, my English teacher at the time, Mrs. Hills, she came up to me and said, so you're making a short film. There's another entry you should do here, the Fair Go Ad Awards. I reckon you should enter that. And so I did. She kind of helped me organize all of those theatre kids from the theatre sports contest. In the staff room at the time of the school and edited that within a day, kind of like got that there. The theme was trying to make the 70s cool again, which I thought was like a really interesting topic. While brainstorming, we decided to do the old landline phone, and try and like make that seem a lot better than the cell phone at the time, while also kind of taking the Mac out of it a bit as well. We were doing that. When I was doing it, I kind of felt more like the Outlook for Sunday entry was going to do a little bit better initially. But then suddenly Fairgo showed up at my school and
with a crew.
We had one. So, yeah.
How fantastic. That must have just been so really surprising and gratifying at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a huge shock because they had actually kind of led us on a bit with, they brought all the theatre sports people back and Mrs. Hills came to us once again. It's like, okay, so we've got camera crew coming in to do a promotional video for the school and we want you guys to do like a staged theatre sports game. And so throughout most of the day, we were practicing that and kind of getting ready for that. And then time came, we had a couple of camera people on, like filming it. I say that with quotation marks because the cameras, looking back at it, the cameras weren't actually on while we were doing that.
No.
And so they kind of led us into this false sense of security there. And by the end of the game, the host from Fairgo walked through the door. And so it kind of surprised us quite a bit. I was quite blindsided.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, they often say that the best action is reaction, and they did get a good one.
Very much so, yeah.
it was a delight for me to actually screen that in the very first year of the Wairarapa Film Festival. I paired that with a film by Chanel College old boy, Barry Barclay, who, you know, I'm just a huge fan of. And, yeah. And you got to meet Graham Tuckett, who had made that documentary. Yes. and is very involved in the New Zealand screen industry. And so that was a real cool thing to put together. I really loved having like a current Chanel College filmmaker with, you know, a really iconic Chanel College old boy. So that was great.
Yeah, no, that was a really great opportunity to kind of like meet new people within the industry because I didn't realise at the time that he was a Chanel old boy. So that was a really nice surprise for me to find out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool to kind of be able to show it to a different audience and actually be there with people seeing it as well. That's always a thing I love about making films.
Yeah, they just lend, I mean, they're stories, so they lend themselves so well to having a discussion about them afterwards, which is one of the things that I always program into the film festival is making sure that the Q&As and the film talks are available so that people can ask all those behind-the-scenes questions and tell their own stories as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's what makes it quite, like, iconic for Masterton and for the Wairarapa is being able to, like, show off those stories there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's encouraging.
I'm glad it's coming through.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's 4 years. It'll have its fifth birthday next year, so I'm really pleased. I launched it in the middle of the pandemic, so I'm really amazed, but not amazed, because there's just so many great stories from local filmmakers and filmmakers that come here to make films and tell stories. It's just all wonderful. So
indeed, yeah.
I feel very privileged to be able to help people to tell their stories. Now, you've gone on to do further study.
Yes.
And tell us about where you are. You're at Victoria University. What are you studying?
So I was studying my Bachelor of Arts in Film Media Studies and a minor in theatre as well. So mm-hmm. continuing that legacy there. But now I've actually gone back and I'm also doing a teacher's diploma at the same time. So following in my dad's footsteps and being a media studies teacher as well for a bit of it.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
It's really good to have all those options. And it's nice to know that there's, you know, room for people to be able to give back, you know, what they're learning and what they're putting into action. Because, of course, you are also involved in making films in Wellington as well.
Yes. Yeah. I do a lot of like short films around the place, kind of like bouncing between different roles throughout there. And like, through that, it's like, the Wellington film industry can be quite small, which I think is quite interesting, being able to meet so many people kind of with the same goals as well, just to like
yes.
create that. Yeah.
Well, I was just really amazed at the momentum that gathered around this group of young people in Wellington that have come together to actually knock out short films every month. So tell me about that group that you're involved in.
Yeah, so this was a group that was, I found out about start of last year, called the Snapshot Shorts Festival, or our crew there. So this was a group of people started by Shaden and Lizzo there. Shout out to them. They, and a catch as well, sorry. They kind of decided they left Massey and realized that they needed to kind of create their own opportunities to make a lot of short films. And so they decided 12 months ended up being 18 months. But yeah, initial thought was 12 months, 12 short films, we'll make a season out of it and create opportunities for people to work in the industry there. And I think that was a really amazing thing because it ended up being about over 100 people helping out with them in the end.
Amazing. And was this all people that had, recent graduates from say, Massey and from Victoria University? So it was all young students or, students?
A lot of them were, graduated students or people still within, it as well. But it's also people also working in the industry, a few people from WETA getting involved with it to help out and kind of try out different roles within the industry as well. It was a great way to get experience in different parts of the industry that you may not necessarily get the chance to do, is another way. It was able to swap and try different roles.
So more a practical experience at trying out different things.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, in a very supportive environment, it sounded like.
Yes, very supportive because I ended up doing production design on one of the short films, and I had never done that before, but they were very cool. They were very supportive in, helping me through what goes into those roles and helping me give that a go, pretty much.
And then fabulous that they all got to screen these films at the embassy.
Yeah, we did, a final screening of all of them once all of them had been completed at the embassy a month or two ago now.
Yeah.
And just to kind of say congratulations to everyone who put in the effort to do it and celebrate these films that had been made.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, you mentioned WETA.
Yes.
As if you're not busy enough. You also have a part-time gig at WETA. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so long story short with that, I like talking about films a lot. I'm not sure if people have noticed. but I am also a part-time tour guide at WETA Workshop. And so that's been amazing, being able to kind of talk about films that I love and talk about how a lot of the stuff is made, a lot of behind-the-scenes sort of how the industry works in that sense as well. Also getting to meet people within the workshop because, with WETA, if you're a tour guide, you also get to be, a part, go through the workshop, meet all the people that work on the films as well, and just kind of experience the industry from the inside out as well.
That's fantastic. What a great job. What a great match for you.
Yeah, I was very lucky to get that job, actually.
And do you dress up in themed costume for this?
Sometimes. I want to do it a bit more, but Halloween, we always break out our costumes.
Great.
And everything like that as well.
That sounds like a fun gig.
Absolutely.
What are you hoping to work on next? What's coming up for you?
Yeah, so I just finished doing a short film that's been entered into a few film festivals called Cake Face.
Cake Face.
shout out to Bianca for directing that one. I got to be director of DIT for that one there. And we got to, make kind of a classic creature film there. So that's being entered into a few film festivals. But after that, I'm also currently writing a few things at the moment, just kind of, I'm doing a play at the moment as well, currently writing one of those.
Wow.
Yeah, trying to keep myself creatively busy, you know.
Yeah. Why don't you leave something for the rest of us?
I'll think about it.
Well, I'm admiring your enthusiasm and your dedication, because of course when you love what you do, it doesn't seem like a chore, does it?
Absolutely not, no.
You've got to keep knocking out your stories. So congratulations that you are still really enthusiastic about the career path that you're on. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, it's been great talking to you and catching up with you today. As you know, I used to be a teacher myself, so I have this kind of nurturing quality about people that I meet, and I really love to see their career and where they're heading, and catching up with people along the way is always a really cool thing, especially people that are from the Wairarapa. You know, it's really great to see what people have gone on to achieve, because we really do seem to knock out some really remarkable storytellers.
Absolutely, yeah, and thank you for inviting me on to talk about this.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. I'm really, really pleased to hear how things are working out, so congratulations for all the projects that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.